From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi came to Dallas yesterday to raise money for her party's congressional candidates. But before she rubbed elbows with donors, the longtime Democratic leader talked to her base about healthcare, the economy, and resisting President Trump's agenda. Standing in a union hall addressing a labor-heavy crowd with an AFL-CIO banner behind her, Nancy Pelosi clearly wanted to get across one message. Democrats are the party for middle-class workers.
I want to use some four-letter words now. Jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Pelosi said Democrats want to boost the economy by working from the bottom up. She called for a $15 minimum wage, more spending on education, and blocking Republican attempts to weaken labor unions. She said Republicans just want to give tax breaks to rich people.
When they give a tax break to the high end, then they say we have to reduce the deficit. So we have to reduce our investments in education. So stupid.
Democrats are calling their organizing efforts Resistance Summer, an effort to push back on President Trump's agenda and Republican efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office recently projected that the GOP replacement bill would result in 23 million more people without insurance.
Imagine that they would have a health care bill that would make us worse off than before the Affordable Care Act.
That's what's been on the mind of Madeline Brinkley, because she's had a recent cancer scare. The retired federal worker from Dallas said people she knows who voted for Trump were duped. Trump promised better insurance for more people, but backed a bill that's projected to do the opposite.
You just want to overlook it because I'm going to get the better job. I'm going to get a better life. I'm going to get a comfortable living. I'm going to get a wage, a living wage. And that's just not going to happen under this administration. It's just not going to happen. That's what we have to resist. We must resist.
Democrats like Nancy Pelosi hope that message about jobs and resistance will help them win back Congress in 2018. Dallas GOP Chairman Philip Huffines doesn't agree. He blasted Pelosi in a statement, saying Texas doesn't need another liberal elite from Washington telling Texans what's best for them. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.